This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired Fire Rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from our Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station right here to great radio stations all across America, as well as around the world via the internet and the satellite. And a very special shout out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, to our veterans, to our EMS and our firefighters, to our police, our hospital and ER room workers too, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and everybody that's working to keep America free and safe. Now, we also want to let everybody know that's listening and working on the Third Watch that we appreciate what you're doing to keep America moving along. That goes to our over-the-road 18-wheeler truck drivers, especially the men and the women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as our police, as well as our FedEx, as well as our UPS, our bulk mail haulers, John and the crew, appreciate you guys, Felix too, and Amazon, the warehouses that are tuned in, the drivers that are listening on the delivery routes, and to our suicide jockeys who are always busy out there hauling the gasoline, hauling the diesel, hauling the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. Thanks so very much, guys and gals. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. We are over there. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Gab. We're also on Parler and Getter and Truth Social. And we're also on Twitter, all at Captain's America. That's Captain's America. That's how you find us. And don't forget, our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right. Joining us right now from Hotlanta, or close by Hotlanta, is none other than our good friend Mark Walters from Armed American Radio. Good morning, Mr. Mark.
Captain Matt Bruce, how you doing, brother? Yeah, I'm near Atlanta. I'm not from Atlanta.
A secretly undisclosed location.
An undisclosed location outside. Yeah, I drive through Atlanta to get out of Atlanta when I have to travel. Yeah, pretty much. How are you, brother?
I'm doing good, and I hope you are, too. Would you like to say the Pledge of Allegiance with me?
Let's do it. Go ahead.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And ladies and gentlemen, we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian practices and beliefs. Well, you know, the big talk since Monday, since we heard it, is is Tucker Carlson and his scenario. To use the words that Bill O'Reilly used when they let him go, follow the money.
Yeah, that's an interesting situation over there. You know, you have the coincidence. Captain, as you know, you've hosted my show many times, and you've heard me for years. There are some little euphemisms I like to use, but when coincidences begin to line up, it becomes our duty to question whether they're coincidences.
Right, right. Right.
And that doesn't mean it becomes a conspiracy theory. It just means these things are lining up. We need to take a look at these. So you have the lawsuit by Dominion against Fox, and then you have, Tucker's ouster. That's the second one over there. So that tells me if I'm Sean Hannity or Laura Ingraham or I think anybody but Gutfeld, but then I would have said the same thing about Tucker because I would have lost the bet in Vegas. There's no way they get rid of their number one cash cow, right. Number one in all of cable news. And they did. So that tells me that no one at Fox is safe, and you have to start wondering why. Why did they get rid of them? I'll be honest with you. I think this is just a continued leftward shift that we've been seeing permeate Fox for the last few years. We've had this left creep coming to Fox News. And I'll tell you how that's evidence, at least in my world, is when you see when Fox begins covering pro-gun issues or anti-gun issues, they've begun using left-wing outlets as sources now. For example, they're using the Gun Violence Archives.
Yep.
Which is a left-wing supposed nonprofit. This guy out of nowhere just makes up his own definition of mass shooting, which is completely different than the FBI's, which has been the standard for many, many years. And through weird money channels, again, here we go. That's why I talk about it. Follow the Benjamins, right?
Yep.
All of a sudden, this guy's well-funded by whom? The left-wing billionaires, the Michael Bloombergs, Every Towns for Gun Safety, who are still looking for a gun safety class from those liars. Brady, Giffords, they're all in bed together. Now you've got Fox News quoting this guy's numbers, which according to this guy, there have been more mass shootings than there are days in the week. So you go back to following the money here, and I just begin seeing this leftward creep in at Fox. And, I wonder why this is happening. It's almost like the Bush debacle,
mm-hmm.
or, the Bud Light debacle at Fox News on steroids. You got to question what their motives are. I don't really know.
Well, we had this happen, as I said, to Bill O'Reilly, and he's brought it up as a result, and we're seeing it happen again, so I'm not surprised in that respect, and it is all about the money and whoever is paying the money, because, by the way, we found out Tucker Carlson's worth over at Fox is well over $1 billion. That's how much advertising revenue they've lost so far since he made his announcement.
Right. Well, follow the money.
All right.
I don't know why they're throwing that money out the window. It doesn't make sense.
Hold that thought, my man. I'll be right back with more. And Mark Walters from Armed American Radio 2. Don't go anywhere. Frank's going to take us to break.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch, and it is a Wednesday morning. We're having a beautiful day, again, lined up down here in Florida. I hope you are, too, wherever you're at. This portion of the program brought to you by our flagship studio sponsor, Moss Family Automotive, and in particular, Moss Nissan. Now, you can find them online by going to Moss, spelled M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. When you're over there, take a look at all of the different vehicles they have at their different locations. For example, their flagship store is in Newport Richey at 19 and 54. They have the Nissan and Acura dealerships side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa. And they have the all brand-new, and I mean eat-off-the-floor type of brand-new, Moss Nissan in Brooksville, right there, State Route 50, backed right up to the Suncoast Parkway. They're right there, and you can find them at ease right there off that exit. Stop by, tell them the captain sent you, and don't forget, you serve, you save. All active duty military, as well as veterans, as well as all active duty first responders, EMS, fire and police, and retirees, as well as church pastors, too, all get a great discount offered to them at Moss Family Automotive. So that's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com on the website. Check them out. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, back to the phone line, and Mark Walters from Armed American Radio. Good morning, Mr. Mark.
Good morning. Great way to start a Wednesday, brother.
Yes, sir, and I appreciate you doing this, and we look forward to having many more episodes like this, because obviously we're going to talk shop here when things are worn. Now, we've got a couple of callers. Let me go over here. Okay, good morning. Is this Mary?
It is, correct. Thank you for having Mark Walters on. He's got a great show on Sunday night. Second Amendment Foundation is wonderful. I wanted to ask him, what does he think is the very main overriding reason why these folks keep trying to get an unarmed American public? I know what I think about it. They're afraid of them, and they're also poking at the Constitution, which happens to have the word militia in there. Thank you.
All right. Well, they don't believe in the Constitution, Mark.
Well, you know, there's an easy answer to Mary's question. Mary, thank you for the kind words about the Armed American Radio and for your question, because, you know, I ask my listeners, Captain, as you know, for many, many years. Today, actually, is my 14th anniversary on the nation's airwaves.
Congratulations.
Tomorrow, and I have first day of radio. I'm doing it with the 14th anniversary, first radio show with you. To answer Mary's question, you know, their ultimate goal is, and I ask listeners to close out my show many, many hours over the years, what is it about their agenda that requires you disarmed? And that's what Mary's asking. They cannot move their agenda forward. This is a globalist, elitist agenda here. You're standing in their way, Mary. Armed Americans are standing in the way of their world order. They cannot accomplish their goals without disarming the American population. You take a look at what they're doing in Washington State. Governor Inslee just signed a huge gun control package yesterday, which the moment he signed it, the Second Amendment Foundation filed lawsuit against it, along with the Firearms Policy Coalition and about two other private defendants, personal defendants, or plaintiffs, I should say. But, yeah, to answer your question, simply put, you're standing in their way. They cannot enact their globalist agenda with 150 million armed Americans. Their ultimate goal is to literally destroy the Second Amendment. It's in the Constitution. They can't do that. They can't legislate it. So what do? They use weaponized bureaucracies like the ATF to come after us. They use individual states. Unfortunately for them, Mary, there's good news for us at the end of the rainbow. We have a constitutional right. We've won three massive Supreme Court cases since 2008, Heller, McDonald, and most recently in June of last year, the Bruin decision. Mm-hmm. We're winning. They're losing, although it doesn't appear that way in the media because of the coverage they get.
Right. All right, now we've got another caller. Bagamon Bob, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir. I wanted to ask your guest the difference, in his opinion, which is better, open carry or concealed carry? And in my opinion, to some degree, open carry is a bit inflammatory and makes people a bit apprehensive, while concealed carry lets the criminals know that they might be up against somebody that is armed. And the second thing I wanted to say is a lot of people need to get training and stuff, and one of the best documentaries that I could, or I should say videos I could recommend for obligation of carry and how to carry and stuff like that is Nothing Fancy's videos on YouTube about obligation of carry and his philosophies of how and when to carry and what to carry and stuff like that. And I think that for a lot of people, there is a gun can get them into more trouble than it can get them out of. There are some people that simply probably shouldn't be carrying. Mm-hmm. Anyway, just wondering what he wanted to say on those kind of thoughts.
All right, thank you, Bob. Okay, what do you think, Mark?
That's a great question. That's an age-old question, and thank you to the caller for asking it. You know, open carry or concealed carry? I'm going to quote a dear friend of mine, one of the most foremost trainers in the world, Massad Ayoub, author of the book in 1980, In the Gravest Extreme. And Massad says it this way: while open carry should be the law of the land in all 50 states, and it is for the most part, save for Florida and a couple other states, concealed carry provides you the tactical advantage. And he also says you should never openly carry a firearm simply to make a political statement. Now, I have to admit, I have done that in the past. Because of who I am and what I do, I do put my money where my mouth is. I predominantly carry concealed because it does give me the tactical advantage in virtually every situation you're carrying a firearm. But it's a great question. There is a time and a place for open carry. I open carry from time to time. There's a time and a place for concealed carry, which is pretty much all the time. But there is also a time and a place for open carry as well. That's the basic answer to that question. It's up to you whether you decide to do so. If you do decide to do so responsibly. And the caller is correct. Mm-hmm. Not everybody is capable or responsible enough to own a firearm. We admit that. you know, we're not the lackeys for the left over here. You know, they like to say not everybody should have a gun. Mm-hmm. Okay, with freedom comes responsibility, and we don't want everybody to have a gun. We want responsible armed Americans to be responsible while they're armed. I thought it was a great call. Thanks for the question.
Now, I've got an email that just came in here from James down in West Palm Beach. He's saying, Mark, great program. I listen to you every week. Thanks for being there for us. And the question is, what is the difference between the law in Georgia versus the law in Florida when it comes to concealed or open carry?
Okay, that's another great question. Of course, DeSantis just signed quote-unquote constitutional carry in Florida.
Yep.
But it's really not true constitutional carry, James, because Florida's constitutional carry bill does not create an open carry provision. In Georgia, constitutional carry is just that. You can carry your gun open, concealed, with or without a permit, okay? In Florida, you have to have a permit, you can carry without a permit now, but you cannot openly carry the firearm. So what we've done is we've kind of relegated that down to what we call just permitless carry in the state of Florida. And in large measure, the reason that happened in Florida is the Tourism Bureau is very powerful in Florida. For whatever reason, they didn't put it in the bill. You've got super majorities in the Republican legislature in Florida. It should have been added to the bill. DeSantis would have signed it, but a day late, the dollar's short. We'll worry about changing that next year.
Okay. Very good point. Now, I do listen to the and pay attention and get the newsletters from the Second Amendment Foundation, and I would suggest everybody sign up for that and do the same thing and give them $5, $10, whatever they can do, because he is the man, Alan is the man who is out there in front trying to defend all of us.
Well, Alan Gottlieb and his organization, as I mentioned, Governor Jay Inslee in Washington State yesterday, with much liberal Moms Demand Action, billionaire-supported gun grabbers, the professional gun prohibitionists, signed that massive, quote-unquote, assault weapons bill in Washington State, which bans just about everything. In fact, it bans over 50 rifles. 50 rifles. So essentially what it's doing is it's banning virtually every semi-automatic rifle you can imagine, because to the left, everything is an assault rifle, which is their definition, not mine. But Alan Gottlieb and the Second Amendment Foundation filed suit against him and the Attorney General within, I think, 2 minutes of Inslee signing that bill. And I want listeners to know that SAF.org, it's an annual membership to support. These lawsuits are not cheap. They come at great cost. Alan Gottlieb now has 50 lawsuits. Count them, 50. Mm-hmm. 50 active lawsuits fighting for your gun rights in states across the country. 8 of those are assault weapons ban cases. Join us. It's only $15 a year to be a member.
Okay, Mark, here comes the music. I have to let you go. Thank you very much for a very lively 30 minutes. We look forward to doing this again. And welcome aboard, my friend. Welcome aboard.
Thank you, Captain. We'll see you next Wednesday.
All right, you got it. That's Mark Walters, everybody. Armed American Radio. Armed American Radio. He's on every Sunday night all across the United States on many of these same stations. And he's also got the Daily Defense Show that's on as well.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
U.S.
USA News Update. President Biden is threatening to break out the veto pen and strike down the House Republican bill to cut government spending and raise the debt limit. This, as GOP lawmakers backing the bill still reportedly haven't collected the votes needed to pass it.
They should avoid default, take it off the table, and have a conversation with the president, his administration, about the budget.
White House says House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's bill to raise the debt ceiling would cut the economy off at the knees. Many economists and top-ranking government officials have warned of catastrophic consequences if the nation is allowed to default on its debts. Washington State is banning the sale of assault rifles, becoming the 10th state to do so. Democratic Governor Jay Inslee said at the signing, "No one needs an AR-15 to protect their family." And that's a quote. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
It's a hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, in the 5 o'clock hour, with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yahoo! And it's always a lot of fun when Mark Walters and I get together. Thank you very much for all the great comments that were made in the chat room there, as well as along the internet line there with the email. Now, this portion of the program being brought to you by MyPillow. Yep, that's Mike Lindell, MyPillow.com. Go over to his website and take a look at the homepage and look at everything he's got for sale there. You won't believe it. You won't believe it. A whole bunch of buy one, get one articles that are in there, including the brand new 2.0 MyPillow pillow, which has been totally redesigned and made a whole lot better for you. Keeps you cooler longer, and that's really important. Now, the other thing is, you'll see the different discontinuances on things that are sold out. When they're gone, they're gone. 70%, 80%, some cases, 90% discounts. But you'll be able to save a lot of money on a lot of great products that are over there. And I'm telling you, you're gonna appreciate saving money. And all you got to do, MyPillow.com, promo code Captain. Yep, promo code Captain. That gets you the discount on everything that you see there. MyPillow.com, promo code Captain. And if you want to give them a call, the phone number is 800-641-4444. 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. MyPillow.com. Promo code Captain. Okay, here we go. The Sports Zone quarterback himself, Patrick Hyland. Good morning, Mr. Patrick.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce. Good morning to everybody out there in Radio Land on Wednesday. Little hump day today. And let's have a great day, Cap. Some top headlines. Mr. Young, his late three sends the Hawks over the Celtics in game five. So now it's 3-2 Celtics. I thought they might sweep the Atlanta Hawks. So, Atlanta, you're hanging in there tough, man. We'll see how the Falcons do this year. That'll be interesting.
Yeah.
And then the Bengals reportedly pick up Burrow's fifth-year option. I mean, I would hope so, Captain. He's one of the best quarterbacks in the National Football League. I don't think I'd let this guy get away.
Not at all.
And then the Pirates, they signed Mr. Reynolds to an 8-year, $106 million deal. So congratulations to him. He's been on bereavement for a couple days. You still don't know what the whole situation is there, but God bless him, and great all-around ball player for Pittsburgh, and it's nice to see Pittsburgh spend a little money on players. I like when teams, you know, spend money on their players, Captain. I mean, it's gotten a little crazy with the numbers, don't get me wrong, but I just want to see more competitiveness in baseball. I don't like to see the cellar dwellers continuously every year. I don't think it's fair to the fan base whatsoever. We've talked about that on the show before, Captain. Do you believe in a minimum that the team should pay for salaries, and then there should be a maximum? We agree on that still, or have you changed your mind on that, sir?
No, I agree. There should be a minimum for sure, yep, but I don't think it should be like the NBA, $1 million to sit on a bench.
Okay, I got you.
I think that's way too much.
Yeah, that's true, too. That's a lot to be said for that, too. Again, it all comes down to how much money they're bringing in, and I get that. And the players have worked it, you know, that they get to share in the wealth a little bit. And I think that's good for all parties. I do. It's just gotten so expensive for your average guy.
Sure.
Family sports, that it wasn't meant to be like this.
Sure. It used to cost about $25 to $35 to go to a Rays game for years, and you didn't have to pay to park, okay? Then they threw in some other things that you had to do and all that stuff, and you can't take a family, you cannot take a family to a baseball game for less than $100 now.
No, you really can't, Captain.
And that's pricing themselves right out of business.
Yeah, it's just not good. It's just not good, you know, it's not helping out. We want to keep the sport going. I like what they're doing on the field with the rule changes, and that'll help people follow the game and enjoy the game. Especially
I watched them throw a guy out of a game because of the rule change.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. You know, that's a great thing you just said, Captain. I'm noticing these umpires, if you just say, hey, man, you know, can I get your, you know, can you tell me exactly where that pitch was? Oh, you're out of here. You know, they want to throw you out and play big shot immediately.
Sure.
And I'm telling you, Captain, the way to stop a lot of that is with the balls and strikes.
Yeah.
You get the robot to do it. I'm sorry, you have the technology to do it. Some people don't like it. I understand. But you buzz down the umpire and say, letters to knees, and that's it. It's already, you take a picture of each player, you know, before the season starts and when they come up to the show, and that's it. And then you get buzzed down. There will be no arguing balls and strikes anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And the umpire, they might not like it, but you're not supposed to be the star of the show. You're supposed to be behind the scenes.
Right.
The best umpires are the guys that aren't seen or heard from, Captain.
Right.
So, especially in boxing. But in baseball now, I think it's the same thing, you know. And sometimes they'll throw guys out and realize, oh, man, I messed up. And then they can't rescind it, which I don't understand. I mean, if you get mad and you throw a guy out and he goes, look, I was just asking you a question. I wasn't showing you up. And the guy's sincere. They should be able to reverse that. Then the manager comes out and argues. It turns into a show.
And they should still be allowed to kick dirt on the umpire's shoes.
You like that, so you stop it. Come on. Let's get back to the game and stop the silliness. I'm not there to see a show of nonsense. I'm there to see some hitting the pitcher and stealing.
No, and I don't care if they kick dirt on their shoes. Good God.
No, well, it's just
instead, they'll take a guy and they'll throw him out for that now.
Well, no, they should. You're showing me up and yelling at me like that. There's no place for that. You want to come out and talk to me? That's fine. But it goes both ways, too. You know, you want to act like a fool, then please get out of my face and go take an early shower. That's, you know, just the way I think it should be, to say the least, Captain. But, you know, we're out, you know, talk a little bit of hockey right now. We have the Lightning are on the verge of getting knocked out. Let's go over the teams real quick. New York Islanders are up 3-2 over the Carolina Hurricanes. And the Hurricanes are up 3-2, but Islanders won 3-2, pardon me, Captain. And then the Stars, they're leading 3-2, and they won 4-0. And the Edmonton Oilers, don't count this team out. They're a very good team. They beat the L.A. Kings 6-3. And then tonight's games, we're going to have the Panthers at the Bruins. Panthers have to win to continue. Lightning have to beat the Maple Leafs to continue. And then out in Colorado, this Seattle Kraken, this team has really come on strong. They're giving the champs everything they got. It's a 2-2 series, Captain. So,
yeah.
Just some good hockey out there and what's going on. And people are enjoying that. NBA is in full throttle. Some teams that are surprising. Things aren't, as we like to say, Captain, as chalky as you would think. You know, not all the favorites aren't winning. Okay, so that's kind of cool to see that some teams you don't think are going to win. That's the beauty of sports on any given Sunday, on any given day. And that's just fantastic. And speaking of on any given day, Captain, you know, any given day, I can help out people with their insurance needs. If they give me a call at 813-966-1052, I can go over, you know, all your insurance documents with you, make sure that you have the best policy for yourself. If you really haven't had anybody review your documents in a year or so, you really ought to have somebody take a look at it just to make sure you're getting taken care of and you're happy. And make sure you're not overinsured. I don't like doing that to people, but also I don't want to see people underinsured. Let's get the right policy and right plan for you. My name's Patrick Hyland again. You can get to me on email if you like that. Some people are into that. phyland@metzero.com. You can see me on Captain's website. You can see the Sports Zone website. Check our show out from 11 to 12 on Sundays on this great station. And Captain, as always, it's a pleasure. God bless you. God bless our military for everything they do, because freedom isn't free.
Yes, sir.
I thank you, and I will speak to you Friday morning, and we'll talk about what's coming up over the weekend and what's transpired over the last couple of days.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's going to be a busy weekend.
It is, Captain. It sure is. A lot of things going on. NASCAR, Indy, you know,
yep.
Baseball, hockey. Basketball, it's all in full stride, and then we have the draft starting tomorrow. So
yep.
A lot of teams out there and fans out there can't wait for the draft to say, hey, can we get some
Alrighty.
Money?
Here comes the music.
Take care, Captain.
Here comes the music.
God,
all right. Talk to you on Friday. That's Patrick Hyland, everybody, the Sports Zone quarterback. Go on over there. Check out everything he does. Kathy's going to take us to break, and we will be right back with more after that.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Alrighty, this segment of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor down there in Sarasota, Florida. Looking forward to going down there next week for our Have Lunch with the Captain series at Mixon's Fruit Farm, and I might get an opportunity to stop by and say howdy, howdy to the gang down there, if time permits. Also, don't forget they are located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, and all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the USA. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Now, Dominic's offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs in a limited service area. They don't go all over the area, but they do go around the immediate local area. Now, you can stop by and see the gang in the store, or you can give them a call at 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. Just set up an appointment for service, and remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. That phone number again, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. And by the way, they will do business with people out of state. They can mail you whatever you need. You need a part, they got it, they'll send it to you. Okay, let's jump over to the telephone line here, and I believe we have the consumer quarterback, Brandon Rimes, on the line. Is that you, Brandon?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Good morning.
Good morning. Now, you know, communities across the country depend on AM radio stations like the one we're on right now, whether they're in the car or on the job or on the go. Now, I don't know if you know this or not, but when an emergency breaks in and the weather has to be put out, it does not go to the television first. It goes to radio first. And the reason for that is because they want to get to the people that are in their cars, that are in their houses, that aren't watching TV, that probably are listening to the radio, and get the message to them right away. Now, it's been an honor for me to provide the news, the weather, the traffic reports, and all that that people depend on to hear. And we did get recognized for our craft here this week with the reports we did on Hurricane Ian, which, if you remember right, a lot of people were in harm's way, and we got a lot of people out of harm's way because of what was coming in their direction. And that was I really felt good about that broadcast when we did it, and it turned out it was the right way. So I have a suggestion for everyone that's listening. We need your help here on radio. The politicians, the far-left, worthless politicians, are trying to get rid of radio, AM radio. They want so I want you to do us a favor. I want you to text AM to the number 52886. That's AM to the radio 52886, and tell Congress to keep AM radio in the cars, which is where it's needed the worst of all the places. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a place for the, you know, the truth, and you know, the leftist Marxists that are trying to ruin our country know that it's a place where we. That a lot of people come to for free speech and direct dialogue.
Well, they come there for information. And when you're in a car and you want to know about a traffic jam, you're not going to find out about it on your cell phone any faster than you are in your car.
Right, yeah, emergency, tornadoes, hurricanes, all those different things that could happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't want that.
Yep.
They don't want the free flow of information.
So now, I want to talk a little politics with you for just a second. You with me on this?
Yep.
Joe Biden officially announced his re-election bid with a three-minute video yesterday. Did you see it?
I did.
Did you see Kamala in there?
I don't think so.
Kamala says, "I'm running too."
Oh, my. Yeah.
She did. Yeah. What do you think of that?
Well, the whole thing is lies. You know, he talked about protecting freedom. They're the ones taking away freedoms by, you know, taxing and spending and opening up the border and having the highest crime rates in the history of the planet. And, you know, he's in bed with China, too. I mean, most people know that now. Unfortunately, there's a part of our population that is ignorant to that. And they will never, you know, fully investigate the truth to find the truth. But he's in bed with China. They've got something like 12 different family members that have received money from the CCP. So how can we have a traitor, like, openly, you know, if it flipped the rules, if his last name was Trump, it would be, oh, man, it would be so much investigation.
He'd be under the jail.
He'd be in jail, under jail by now. It's ridiculous, man. It really is.
Now the video, Joe Biden's video, failed to mention a single first-term accomplishment. Could that be because he doesn't have any?
Yeah, that's right. Yep, he took us off oil. He has ruined the economy. Committing, you know, in my opinion, treason by, diluting the dollar to a point where our dollar is almost going to become a, we could lose the world currency status, and that's a huge, huge deal.
Mm-hmm. Now, here's just a couple more things, and then we'll talk about something different here. 67% say that our country is on the wrong track.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'll add another one to this, which is what befuddles me as to why this guy could even consider running for re-election. Listen to this number. Only 22% of the Democrats actually are excited about Joe Biden's campaign.
Yeah, 22%, maybe that's the Marxists that are in there, and they love the trans agenda, and they love the drag queen story hours, and they love this mutilation of children at the age of 8 and 12 years old, cutting off their, you know, their parts and drugging them with hormones. I mean, everything this guy's done has just been completely, it's just so disgusting. I had an older gentleman on my show that's a water quality expert the other
day. Is it Fred?
And I asked them, Fred Muth,
yes.
Or Fred DeFelice, yeah, mm-hmm. Fred DeFelice, water science. And I asked him, I said, hey, would you ever think, because I think he's in his 80s, you know, just and he gets around so well, he's got such great vigor for life and so much energy. And he was just like, no, we would have never, ever thought we would be at this point in my lifetime. So these people are disgusting, they're nasty, and they're ignorant, and they have no understanding of what our country is really about, the founding and the freedom and everything that we're afforded. And the real thing that's scary too, Captain, is that they're putting together, they've got these close ties now with these large multinational corporations,
mm-hmm.
and they're utilizing things like ESG policies, and they're doing these things. It's very pernicious, and it's unfortunately very bad for our country. They're taking our dollars, and they're supposedly doing it in the name of the environment or social, and then they're funneling mm-hmm. this money directly to China, which, as we know, has opened slavery, mm-hmm. the Uyghur population, slavery, and all these horrible things, credit scores, mm-hmm. social credit scores. And so it's a bad thing, man. It's really bad news.
Well, we got about a minute left here, and I want to bring up something. I saw some good news yesterday. Around the country, nationwide, the housing industry has started to come back.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And it's so local. That's the thing with real estate. Real estate is so local, not even just to zip codes, but also into neighborhoods and to communities and homeowners associations. And so each pocket is going to have a different dynamic. So I want to say to your listeners, because I know you're worldwide and nationwide here, that this is Brandon Rhymes here, and I'm with Keller Williams Realty. We can help you in any market throughout the world, and we've got the absolute best agents that are local. We are the number one real estate company in the world in terms of agents, closings, and loan volume or sales volume. So we'd love to help you anything in the real estate space. You can reach me at 813-917-1894. And we love our country. We're patriots, and we are red, white, and blue, man. I'll tell you that. 813-917-1894. And our website is consumerqb.com for my show called The Consumer Quarterback Show. ConsumerQB.com.
Yep, and we are worldwide, and we are red, white, and blue, and we are patriotic, and I am proud to know you, my friend.
Yes, sir, likewise, and I appreciate everything you're doing, and definitely we got to keep AM radio out there. I'm going to start spreading that message, too, even more. I've heard that multiple times now. So
okay, thank you. Thank you very much, Brandon.
Okay, buddy.
Okay, don't have enough time to get the caller in here. Call back again tomorrow, Mr. Caller. Now, don't forget, I want to give a special shout-out to our brand-new affiliate, 93.1 FM, WTJS, in Jackson, Humboldt, Milan, and Trenton, Tennessee. Appreciate you guys up there in Tennessee, the volunteer state. God bless America. See you tomorrow.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together.
People are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.